8. The Explosive Child, a new approach for understanding and parenting easily frustrated, chronically inflexible children. By Ross W. Green. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Explosive Child, a new approach for understanding and parenting easily frustrated, chronically inflexible children by Ross W. Green is a book that provides parents with a new approach to understanding and parenting children who are easily frustrated and chronically inflexible. The book is based on the idea that these children are not bad or defiant, but rather have difficulty managing their emotions and impulses. The book provides parents with strategies to help their children learn to manage their emotions and impulses in a more effective way. The book begins by discussing the concept of lagging skills, which are the skills that children need to be able to manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that these skills are not innate but rather must be taught and learned. He then goes on to discuss the importance of understanding the child's perspective and how to effectively communicate with them. He also provides strategies for helping the child to develop the skills they need to manage their emotions and impulses. The book then goes on to discuss the importance of problem solving and how to effectively use it to help the child manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that problem solving should be used to help the child identify the problem, brainstorm solutions, and then come up with a plan of action. He also provides strategies for helping the child to develop the skills they need to effectively problem solve. The book then goes on to discuss the importance of setting limits and how to effectively use them to help the child manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that limits should be used to help the child understand what is expected of them and to help them learn to manage their emotions and impulses. He also provides strategies for helping the child to develop the skills they need to effectively manage their emotions and impulses. The book then goes on to discuss the importance of providing positive reinforcement and how to effectively use it to help the child manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that positive reinforcement should be used to help the child understand what is expected of them and to help them learn to manage their emotions and impulses. He also provides strategies for helping the child to develop the skills they need to effectively manage their emotions and impulses. The book then goes on to discuss the importance of providing consequences and how to effectively use them to help the child manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that consequences should be used to help the child understand what is expected of them and to help them learn to manage their emotions and impulses. He also provides strategies for helping the child to develop the skills they need to effectively manage their emotions and impulses. The book then goes on to discuss the importance of providing support and how to effectively use it to help the child manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that support should be used to help the child understand what is expected of them and to help them learn to manage their emotions and impulses. He also provides strategies for helping the child to develop the skills they need to effectively manage their emotions and impulses. The book concludes by discussing the importance of self-care for parents and how to effectively use it to help the child manage their emotions and impulses. Green explains that self-care should be used to help the parent understand what is expected of them and to help them learn to manage their emotions and impulses. He also provides strategies for helping the parent to develop the skills they need to effectively manage their emotions and impulses. The Explosive Child, a new approach for understanding and parenting easily frustrated, chronically inflexible children by Ross W. Green is a book that provides parents with a new approach to understanding and parenting children who are easily frustrated and chronically inflexible. The book is based on the idea that these children are not bad or defiant, but rather have difficulty managing their emotions and impulses. The book provides parents with strategies to help their children learn to manage their emotions and impulses in a more effective way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Empathy. Empathy is an important tool for parents to use when dealing with their child's challenging behavior. It involves understanding the child's perspective and responding in a way that is supportive and validating. Empathy is a powerful tool for parents to use when dealing with their child's challenging behavior. It involves understanding the child's perspective and responding in a way that is supportive and validating. This means that parents should take the time to listen to their child and try to understand why they are behaving in a certain way. Parents should also be aware of their own emotions and reactions to their child's behavior, and strive to remain calm and supportive. By taking the time to understand their child's perspective, parents can help their child to feel heard and understood, which can help to reduce the intensity of the challenging behavior. Empathy also involves responding to the child's behavior in a way that is respectful and non-judgmental. This means that parents should avoid using language that is shaming or critical, and instead focus on helping the child to understand their own emotions and behavior. Parents should also strive to be patient and understanding, and provide their child with the support and guidance they need to work through their challenges. By responding to their child's behavior in an empathetic way, parents can help their child to feel supported and validated, which can help to reduce the intensity of the challenging behavior. Empathy is an important tool for parents to use when dealing with their child's challenging behavior. It can help to reduce the intensity of the behavior, and provide the child with the support and understanding they need to work through their challenges. By taking the time to understand their child's perspective and responding in a way that is supportive and validating, parents can help their child to feel heard and understood, which can help to reduce the intensity of the challenging behavior. Main idea number 2. Collaborative problem solving. This approach involves working together with the child to identify the problem and develop a mutually agreeable solution. It is important to focus on the child's needs and interests, and to be flexible and creative in finding solutions. Collaborative problem solving is an approach to helping children with challenging behaviors that focuses on working together to identify the problem and develop a mutually agreeable solution. This approach emphasizes the importance of understanding the child's needs and interests, and being flexible and creative in finding solutions. It is based on the idea that children are more likely to be successful when they are involved in the problem-solving process and when their needs and interests are taken into account. This approach also encourages parents to be active participants in the problem-solving process, rather than simply imposing their own solutions. By working together, parents and children can develop solutions that are tailored to the individual child's needs and interests, and that are more likely to be successful in the long run. Main idea number 3. Understanding the child's perspective. It is important to understand the child's perspective and to recognize that their behavior is often a result of their inability to manage their emotions and impulses. This understanding can help parents to respond in a more effective way. Understanding the child's perspective is essential for effective parenting. It is important to recognize that a child's behavior is often a result of their inability to manage their emotions and impulses. This understanding can help parents to respond in a more appropriate and effective way. It is important to remember that children are still learning how to manage their emotions and impulses, and that they may not have the same level of emotional regulation as adults. Parents should be patient and understanding when their child is struggling to manage their emotions and impulses. It is also important to remember that children are still learning how to communicate their needs and feelings, and that they may not have the same level of communication skills as adults. Parents should be patient and understanding when their child is struggling to communicate their needs and feelings. By understanding the child's perspective, parents can better respond to their child's behavior in a way that is supportive and helpful. Main idea number 4. Setting limits. Setting limits is an important part of parenting, but it should be done in a way that is respectful and supportive of the child. It is important to be consistent and to provide clear expectations and consequences. Setting limits is an essential part of parenting, as it helps children learn to understand boundaries and develop self-control. It is important to be consistent and to provide clear expectations and consequences. Parents should also be respectful and supportive of their children when setting limits. This means that parents should explain why a certain behavior is not acceptable and provide alternatives that are more appropriate. It is also important to be patient and understanding when children make mistakes, as this will help them learn from their mistakes and become more responsible. Finally, it is important to provide positive reinforcement when children follow the rules and behave appropriately. This will help them understand that their behavior is valued and appreciated. When setting limits, it is important to remember that children are still learning and developing. Parents should be patient and understanding when children make mistakes, and should provide guidance and support to help them learn from their mistakes. It is also important to be consistent and to provide clear expectations and consequences. This will help children understand the boundaries and develop self-control. Finally, it is important to provide positive reinforcement when children follow the rules and behave appropriately. This will help them understand that their behavior is valued and appreciated. Main idea number 5. Positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is an effective way to encourage desired behaviors. It involves providing rewards or recognition for behaviors that are desirable and avoiding punishment for behaviors that are undesirable. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for encouraging desired behaviors in children. It involves providing rewards or recognition for behaviors that are desirable and avoiding punishment for behaviors that are undesirable. This type of reinforcement can be used to help children learn new skills, develop positive behaviors, and increase their self-esteem. For example, when a child completes a task or behaves in a way that is desirable, they can be rewarded with praise, a hug, or a special treat. This type of reinforcement helps to reinforce the desired behavior and encourages the child to continue to do it. Positive reinforcement can also be used to help children learn to manage their emotions and behaviors. For example, when a child is able to stay calm and manage their emotions in a difficult situation, they can be rewarded with praise or a special treat. This type of reinforcement helps to reinforce the desired behavior and encourages the child to continue to do it. Additionally, positive reinforcement can be used to help children learn to take responsibility for their actions and to make better decisions. For example, when a child takes responsibility for their actions and makes a better decision, they can be rewarded with praise or a special treat. This type of reinforcement helps to reinforce the desired behavior and encourages the child to continue to do it. Overall, positive reinforcement is an effective way to encourage desired behaviors in children. It involves providing rewards or recognition for behaviors that are desirable and avoiding punishment for behaviors that are undesirable. This type of reinforcement can be used to help children learn new skills, develop positive behaviors, and increase their self-esteem. Additionally, it can be used to help children learn to manage their emotions and behaviors, as well as take responsibility for their actions and make better decisions. Main idea number 6. Avoiding power struggles. Power struggles can be damaging to the parent-child relationship and should be avoided. It is important to recognize when a power struggle is developing and to take steps to de-escalate the situation. Power struggles between parents and children can be incredibly damaging to the parent-child relationship. When a power struggle begins to develop, it is important to recognize the signs and take steps to de-escalate the situation. Parents should strive to remain calm and avoid engaging in a power struggle with their child. Instead, they should focus on understanding the child's perspective and finding a mutually beneficial solution. Parents should also be aware of their own triggers and be prepared to take a break if they feel their emotions getting out of control. Taking a few moments to step away and collect their thoughts can help parents remain calm and focused on finding a resolution. It is also important for parents to set clear boundaries and expectations for their children. This can help to prevent power struggles from occurring in the first place. Parents should be consistent in their expectations and provide clear consequences for when those expectations are not met. This will help children understand what is expected of them and will help to avoid power struggles. Finally, parents should strive to maintain an open and honest dialogue with their children. This will help to foster a trusting relationship and will make it easier to resolve conflicts without resorting to power struggles. Parents should also be willing to listen to their children and take their feelings and opinions into account. This will help to create an atmosphere of mutual respect and understanding, which can help to prevent power struggles from occurring in the first place. Main idea number 7. Managing stress. Stress can be a major factor in challenging behavior. It is important to recognize the signs of stress in the child and to take steps to reduce it. Managing stress is an important part of parenting a child with challenging behavior. Stress can manifest itself in a variety of ways, including physical, emotional, and behavioral symptoms. It is important to recognize the signs of stress in the child and to take steps to reduce it. This can include providing a safe and supportive environment, setting clear expectations, and providing positive reinforcement for desired behaviors. It is also important to provide the child with opportunities to express their feelings and to provide them with the tools to manage their emotions. Additionally, it is important to provide the child with a sense of control and autonomy, as well as to provide them with the opportunity to practice problem-solving skills. By taking these steps, parents can help their child to better manage their stress and to reduce challenging behaviors. Main idea number 8. Developing self-regulation skills. Self-regulation skills are important for children to learn in order to manage their emotions and impulses. Parents can help by providing structure and support, and by teaching the child strategies for managing their emotions. Developing self-regulation skills is an important part of a child's development. Self-regulation skills help children manage their emotions and impulses, and can be taught through a combination of structure, support, and strategies. Parents can provide structure by setting clear expectations and boundaries, and by providing consistent consequences for behavior. They can provide support by listening to their child's feelings and helping them to understand their emotions. Finally, they can teach strategies for managing emotions, such as deep breathing, counting to 10, or talking to a trusted adult. With the right guidance and support, children can learn to self-regulate and develop the skills they need to manage their emotions and impulses. Main idea number 9. Building a supportive environment. A supportive environment is important for children to thrive. It involves providing a safe and nurturing environment, and encouraging the child to express their feelings and needs. Building a supportive environment for children is essential for their growth and development. It involves creating a safe and nurturing space where children can express their feelings and needs without fear of judgment or criticism. This environment should be one that encourages exploration and creativity, and allows children to make mistakes without feeling ashamed or embarrassed. Parents should also be supportive and understanding, and provide guidance and structure when needed. Additionally, it is important to provide positive reinforcement and praise for good behavior, as well as to set clear boundaries and expectations. By creating a supportive environment, children can learn to trust themselves and others, and develop the skills they need to become successful adults. In order to build a supportive environment, parents should be aware of their own emotions and reactions to their child's behavior. It is important to remain calm and patient, and to avoid becoming angry or frustrated. Parents should also be willing to listen to their child's perspective and to understand their feelings. Additionally, it is important to provide consistent and appropriate discipline, and to be consistent in enforcing rules and expectations. Finally, parents should be willing to provide support and guidance when needed, and to be available to their child when they need help. Creating a supportive environment for children is essential for their growth and development. It involves providing a safe and nurturing space, and encouraging children to express their feelings and needs. Parents should also be supportive and understanding, and provide guidance and structure when needed. By creating a supportive environment, children can learn to trust themselves and others, and develop the skills they need to become successful adults. Main idea number 10. Teaching social skills. Social skills are important for children to learn in order to interact with others in a positive way. Parents can help by teaching the child appropriate social skills and providing opportunities for practice. Teaching social skills to children is an important part of parenting. Social skills are the tools that children need to interact with others in a positive way. Parents can help their children learn these skills by teaching them appropriate social skills and providing opportunities for practice. This can be done through role-playing, modeling, and providing positive reinforcement when the child uses the skills correctly. It is also important to provide feedback when the child does not use the skills correctly, so that they can learn from their mistakes. With practice and guidance, children can learn to interact with others in a positive and respectful way. The book, The Explosive Child, A New Approach for Understanding and Parenting Easily Frustrated, Chronically Inflexible Children by Ross W. Green, provides helpful advice for parents on how to teach social skills to their children. The book offers strategies for helping children learn to manage their emotions, communicate effectively, and develop problem-solving skills. It also provides guidance on how to create an environment that is conducive to learning social skills. By following the advice in this book, parents can help their children learn the social skills they need to interact with others in a positive way. Main idea number 11. Encouraging independence. Encouraging independence is important for children to develop a sense of autonomy and self-confidence. Parents can help by providing opportunities for the child to make decisions and take responsibility for their actions. Encouraging independence is an important part of helping children develop a sense of autonomy and self-confidence. Parents can help by providing opportunities for the child to make decisions and take responsibility for their actions. This can be done by allowing the child to make choices within a safe and supportive environment. For example, parents can give the child the option to choose between two activities or meals, or to decide when to do their homework. This helps the child to learn how to make decisions and to understand the consequences of their choices. Additionally, parents can provide guidance and support while allowing the child to take the lead in problem-solving and decision-making. This helps the child to develop the skills and confidence to make decisions independently. Encouraging independence also involves teaching the child how to manage their emotions and behavior. Parents can help by providing positive reinforcement when the child makes good decisions and by helping the child to understand the consequences of their actions. Additionally, parents can help the child to develop problem-solving skills by teaching them how to identify and address problems in a constructive way. This helps the child to learn how to manage their emotions and behavior independently. Encouraging independence is an important part of helping children develop a sense of autonomy and self-confidence. By providing opportunities for the child to make decisions and take responsibility for their actions, and by teaching the child how to manage their emotions and behavior, parents can help the child to develop the skills and confidence to make decisions independently. Main idea number 12. Developing self-esteem. Self-esteem is important for children to develop a positive sense of self-worth. Parents can help by providing positive feedback and recognizing the child's strengths and accomplishments. Developing self-esteem in children is essential for them to develop a healthy sense of self-worth. Parents can play an important role in helping their children build self-esteem by providing positive feedback and recognizing their strengths and accomplishments. This can be done through verbal praise, physical affection, and providing opportunities for the child to experience success. For example, if a child is struggling with a task, parents can provide support and guidance to help them succeed. Additionally, parents can provide opportunities for the child to explore their interests and talents, and to take part in activities that they enjoy. This can help the child to build confidence in their abilities and to feel proud of their accomplishments. Finally, parents should also be mindful of their own behavior and language, as children often take cues from their parents and imitate their behavior. By modeling positive self-esteem and self-confidence, parents can help their children to develop a strong sense of self-worth. Main idea number 13. Promoting positive behaviors. Positive behaviors should be encouraged and reinforced. Parents can help by providing rewards and recognition for desired behaviors and avoiding punishment for undesired behaviors. Promoting positive behaviors is an important part of parenting. Positive behaviors should be encouraged and reinforced in order to help children develop healthy habits and attitudes. Parents can do this by providing rewards and recognition for desired behaviors and avoiding punishment for undesired behaviors. This will help children learn that positive behaviors are valued and will be rewarded, while negative behaviors will not be tolerated. Additionally, parents should provide clear expectations and consistent consequences for both positive and negative behaviors. This will help children understand what is expected of them and what the consequences will be for their actions. Finally, parents should provide positive reinforcement and praise for desired behaviors, as this will help children feel valued and appreciated for their efforts. By promoting positive behaviors, Parents can help their children develop healthy habits and attitudes that will serve them well throughout their lives. Positive reinforcement and praise will help children feel valued and appreciated, while clear expectations and consistent consequences will help them understand what is expected of them. Ultimately, promoting positive behaviors is an important part of parenting and can help children develop into well-rounded, responsible adults. Main idea number 14. Establishing routines. Establishing routines is important for children to feel secure and to develop a sense of predictability. Parents can help by providing structure and consistency in the home environment. Establishing routines is an important part of helping children feel secure and develop a sense of predictability. Parents can help by providing structure and consistency in the home environment. This can include setting regular bedtimes, meal times, and other daily activities. It is also important to provide clear expectations and rules for children to follow. This can help children understand what is expected of them and provide them with a sense of security. Additionally, it is important to provide positive reinforcement when children follow the rules and routines. This can help children learn that following the rules is beneficial and can help them develop a sense of responsibility. Establishing routines can help children feel secure and provide them with a sense of predictability, which can help them develop into successful adults. Main idea number 15. Teaching coping skills. Coping skills are important for children to learn in order to manage difficult emotions and situations. Parents can help by teaching the child strategies for dealing with stress and difficult emotions. Teaching coping skills to children is an important part of parenting. It helps children to develop the skills they need to manage difficult emotions and situations. Parents can help by teaching their children strategies for dealing with stress and difficult emotions. This can include teaching them relaxation techniques, such as deep breathing and mindfulness, as well as problem-solving skills. Parents can also help their children to identify their emotions and to understand how to express them in a healthy way. Additionally, parents can provide support and guidance to help their children to develop healthy coping skills. The book, The Explosive Child, A New Approach for Understanding and Parenting Easily Frustrated, Chronically Inflexible Children by Ross W. Green, provides helpful strategies for teaching children coping skills. It offers guidance on how to help children to identify and express their emotions, as well as how to develop problem-solving skills. The book also provides tips on how to create a supportive environment for children to learn and practice coping skills. Teaching children coping skills is an important part of parenting. It helps children to develop the skills they need to manage difficult emotions and situations. With the right guidance and support, children can learn to identify and express their emotions in a healthy way, as well as develop problem-solving skills. The book, The Explosive Child, A New Approach for Understanding and Parenting Easily Frustrated, Chronically Inflexible Children by Ross W. Green, provides helpful strategies for teaching children coping skills. Main idea number 16. Encouraging self-expression. Self-expression is important for children to develop a sense of identity and to express their feelings and needs. Parents can help by providing opportunities for the child to express themselves and by listening to their concerns. Encouraging self-expression is an important part of helping children develop a sense of identity and to express their feelings and needs. Parents can help by providing opportunities for the child to express themselves and by actively listening to their concerns. This can be done through activities such as art, music, and writing, as well as through conversations and other forms of communication. It is important to create a safe and supportive environment where the child feels comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Parents should also be patient and understanding when the child is struggling to express themselves, and should provide guidance and support as needed. By providing these opportunities for self-expression, parents can help their children to develop a strong sense of self and to better understand and manage their emotions. Main idea number 17. Modeling positive behaviors. Modeling positive behaviors is important for children to learn how to interact with others in a positive way. Parents can help by setting a good example and by teaching the child appropriate social skills. Modeling positive behaviors is an essential part of parenting. Parents can help their children learn how to interact with others in a positive way by setting a good example and teaching them appropriate social skills. This can be done through verbal instruction, role-playing, and providing positive reinforcement when the child displays the desired behavior. It is important to remember that children learn best when they are praised for their efforts and given positive feedback. In The Explosive Child, A New Approach for Understanding and Parenting Easily Frustrated, Chronically Inflexible Children, Ross W. Green outlines a number of strategies for helping children learn positive behaviors. He suggests that parents should focus on teaching children problem-solving skills, rather than punishing them for their misbehavior. He also recommends that parents provide structure and consistency in their interactions with their children, and that they use positive reinforcement to reward desired behaviors. By modeling positive behaviors and teaching children appropriate social skills, parents can help their children develop the skills they need to interact with others in a positive way. This will help them to build strong relationships and be successful in life. Main idea number 18. Encouraging positive relationships. Positive relationships are important for children to develop a sense of connection and belonging. Parents can help by providing opportunities for the child to interact with others in a positive way. Encouraging positive relationships is an important part of helping children develop a sense of connection and belonging. Parents can help by providing opportunities for the child to interact with others in a positive way. This could include activities such as playing games together, going on outings, or having conversations. It is also important to model positive behavior and interactions with others, as children learn by example. Parents should also be aware of any negative interactions the child may be having with others, and work to address any issues that arise. By providing a safe and supportive environment, children can learn to build positive relationships with others and develop a sense of self-worth. In addition to providing opportunities for positive interactions, parents should also be aware of any potential conflicts that may arise. If a child is having difficulty getting along with others, it is important to address the issue in a constructive way. This could include teaching the child problem-solving skills, such as how to compromise or resolve conflicts. Parents should also be aware of any signs of bullying or other negative behavior, and take steps to address it. By providing a safe and supportive environment, children can learn to build positive relationships with others and develop a sense of self-worth. Main idea number 19. Developing problem-solving skills. Problem-solving skills are important for children to learn in order to manage difficult situations. Parents can help by teaching the child strategies for identifying and solving problems. Developing problem-solving skills is an important part of helping children manage difficult situations. Parents can help their children learn these skills by teaching them strategies for identifying and solving problems. This can be done by encouraging children to think through the problem and come up with possible solutions. Parents can also help by providing guidance and support as the child works through the problem. Additionally, parents can model problem-solving skills by demonstrating how to approach and solve problems. This can help children learn how to think through problems and come up with solutions on their own. It is also important to provide children with opportunities to practice problem-solving skills. This can be done by providing them with age-appropriate challenges and tasks that require problem-solving. Parents can also provide feedback and guidance as the child works through the problem. This can help the child learn how to think through problems and come up with solutions on their own. Additionally, parents can provide positive reinforcement when the child successfully solves a problem. This can help the child develop confidence in their problem-solving skills and encourage them to continue to use these skills in the future. Main idea number 20. Promoting resilience. Resilience is important for children to develop the ability to cope with difficult situations. Parents can help by providing support and encouragement, and by teaching the child strategies for managing stress and difficult emotions. Promoting resilience in children is an important part of parenting. Resilience is the ability to cope with difficult situations and to bounce back from adversity. Parents can help their children develop resilience by providing support and encouragement, and by teaching them strategies for managing stress and difficult emotions. For example, Parents can help their children identify their feelings and talk about them, practice problem-solving skills, and develop a sense of self-efficacy. Parents can also model resilience by demonstrating how to cope with their own stress and difficult emotions in healthy ways. By providing a supportive environment and teaching their children the skills they need to cope with life's challenges, parents can help their children become more resilient and better prepared to face the future.